Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Timber Living Log Cabins. For your perfect workspace, living space or hideaway, timberliving.ie.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Okay, let's get some practical information. Now, winter is coming, with it increased risk of burglaries. Peter Murray is director at the Security Institute of Ireland, and Peter joins me now to tell us a bit about securing our homes. Welcome, Peter.
Thank you, Brendan.
So, Peter, you're a burglar, you're looking at my house. What are you looking for if you're deciding whether to try burgling me or not?
Well, basically what they look at is the window open? What type of door do you have? Can I get in? What am I going to get? Can I get away? And that's what they're looking at. They want to get in, get out. They're not going to live with you. They're in a house now 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes. They really want to get in, grab and go.
OK, so they're looking for the easiest mark, basically.
They're like water. They will find the least line of resistance. Okay. You see, burglars are gamblers. They gamble you're not there. They gamble they're going to get in. They gamble there's something there. And then they don't have to gamble to get away. And they have to make instant decisions. When they look at a particular house, apartment block, can I do it? That's basically what it's simple for them.
Okay, so I presume the first thing we want it to look like is that there's someone in the house, that it's occupied. So say if we're not around, say we're heading away for a night or two or something. So things like curtains closed or open, am I putting lights on, off timers, that kind of
thing?
Well,
ideally, I would say, what do I do at our home? Mm. When we're away, the wind, everything is locked up. The blinds will be slightly ajar. Because if you physically close all the curtains, if someone gets in, no one can see them on the inside. So it's a plus minus in relation to what you're going to do. And in reality, if these guys think you're away, well, if you're away, your money is gone with you. Your bits and pieces are gone with you. So for them, why you? No, they want a home that someone, not necessarily in it, but they're making use of the home. So there will be, I guess, there's jewellery in there, there's cash in there. They will always pick the least line of resistance and which home will I take. One of the best things that I can say to you is when going on holidays, put a car in the drive. Mm-hmm. It's one of the best research deterrents that are out there. And at the moment at the Security Institute, we're doing a research on. And what we're doing is we're talking to all delivery drivers. And we say to them, when you have a parcel delivered to a house and you drive up and there's a car in the drive, what do you think? Great, there's someone there. I don't have to come back. If we arrive at a home and there's no car in the drive, I don't know about this. I might have to come back. And it is a mindset. Everything is a mindset.
And it's flash decisions.
It's flash.
Like that.
And it's never personal.
The most obvious thing you can do.
These guys don't know you. They don't want to know you. They don't want to talk to you. They don't want to email you. They want to just get in, grab and go. And actually, when I say these guys, it's actually these girls as well.
Okay.
It's
How do they get in generally?
Well, there's three ways into your home. Through your door, through your window, or you let them in. And what we mean by that is someone knocks on your door and just push past you. Don't open your door. There's no need to open your door anymore. In this day and age, you're not being unsociable. You're not being a bad person. You don't open doors unless you're expecting someone. Because at the end of the day, you've no idea what they're coming to you for. They're not nice people. Where you and I, let's say decent enough, these are not nice people.
Okay.
If you open the door, they can just what we call a push pass by you. You don't know what's happening, in, grab and gone before you know what's happening to you at all. So that's really
the older people particularly, I suppose, don't open the door.
If you do get a knock on the door, you must let them know you're in.
Because
once they know you're in there, they're not really coming in. That's a different set.
They're not looking for that kind of
trouble. Not at all.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
But at the end of the day, once they know you're there, particularly young adults, they just go to and say, "Mammy said come back in half an hour. Daddy said come back in a little while." Let them know there's someone in the home.
Okay. In terms of deterrence then, I presume an alarm is the number one thing we should all have, is it? A visible alarm. You know, no? Not impressed by alarms?
The last thing I recommend is put an alarm on a house. Because what does an alarm do? If an alarm was the solution, they'd be compulsory. They're not compulsory. They're optional. You might get a bit of discount. So for us, what we call physical security is far greater than technology.
Well, what about all these new monitored alarms, doorbells with cameras, all that, no?
No, because for us from the Security Institute, we asked the question, is it convenience versus security or security versus convenience? At the end of the day, a video doorbell, that's for your convenience. Oh, there's Peter Murray at the door again, say nothing. Alarms, the best thing an alarm does is make noise. All an alarm does is makes these guys stay less time in your home. It doesn't stop them.
They'll grab and go through an alarm going off, will they?
Absolutely. These guys are a different mindset.
How long are they in the house?
2.5 minutes. You see, you have what we call the once you set an alarm, in reality, when you come home again, you open your door, you've maybe 30 to 40 seconds to unset it.
Yeah.
That's what these guys gamble on.
Okay.
They will burst your door. The alarm will not go off for 30. They might hear the sensor going out. They're in and out before the alarm is even off. So you've no idea what's going on. How many times have we heard, sure, that alarm is going off every day?
Yeah.
It's not the solution. The solution is a proper lock on the door. A second visible lock on your door. Because when I look at your door, if I can physically see two keyholes, i.e. two locks, why bother? Why would I bother with your house?
Okay, so it's all about these flashing brights. Just get them to move on. It's
instant.
Make it slightly harder for them.
But don't create a fortress.
Why?
This is your home. You have to be. Your home has to be. You can physically decide. I'm not feeling a bit. I go to sleep at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. That you can physically lock the house down. Total security. But if you feel unwell, someone who has a key can get in and get you out. The definition of security is time. The definition of help response is time. If you don't have enough time, sure, we get into the bank. Time is everything. When you lock up, particularly young adults who are out at night time, you want to lock the house down for you to go asleep. You're not waiting because you have to open the door for young Mary or young John.
Yeah.
That they have the key and that'll open the door and in you go.
Totally. Yeah, there's nobody going to sleep until they're home anyway, I'll tell you that.
Well, now.
Yeah. Listen, what are they looking for? Because, like, remember it used to be they'd take televisions and stuff like that, but sure, all that stuff is worth nothing.
You don't see these guys running down the street with a TV on their arm anymore. No. What they really want is jewellery, cash. Jewellery, cash. That's really what they want. Phones nowadays and these bits and pieces, with trackers that are going on. No. You see, you've got different types of burglars. That's the problem we have. It's which one is in your area. And from Security Institute now, we're creating the new initiative called Community Security and Safety Awareness. We want the community working together, not just you on your own. So for the community, as a small example, on bin day, the bins are empty by normally 10, 11 o'clock. If we're doing an assessment and we see a bin still on the road and you walk down and it's empty, I wonder why, says the burglar. Yeah. I wonder, are they in? Now, we're not saying you're going to get into that house, but maybe they're going to do damage to your door or your window. And doors and windows nowadays are part of the home. They really are part of the furniture because the doors look well.
And they cost a fortune, colour. Yeah.
You don't want them damaged. A damaged door really cannot be fixed and it becomes an eyesore. So from the Security Institute, we're saying keep them away altogether. Keep them out of your area.
And I think since COVID especially, all the neighbours have become more important as an organism for keeping an eye on everything. Just briefly before you go, Peter, number one piece of advice for people?
Car in the drive.